Horn of Plenty by Paisley Rekdal. Would you do what this artist did? The one who bought fresh goat's blood to pour over the cornucopia he sculpted in protest of the war. Its dark mouth large enough for a yearling kid to sleep in. Its head tucked between its glossy hooves, for in his mind, the animal was clean, the farm a bright, mechanical place where anyone could buy clear bags of meat and blood. But the farm he found was poor, its owner's health failing, and so the artist watched as the farmer trudged into his muddy copse with a pail to pull two thin animals into the barn, struggling to lock his knees around the smallest one's neck, its hips and triangular head twisting in his grip, so that he levered his blade clumsily through the goat's vertebrae, forced to saw down through the tough neck muscles, the animal's head violently shaking no, 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 until the head pulled free and was thrown upon the ground. Then the man knelt down and punched his knife through the belly to pull out viscera, fresh and hot, the dark blood pumping into the pail as the other goat backed against the far wall, screaming. Would you have chosen to stop? Or would you have continued, knowing you wanted the blood because of the horn, symbol both of plenty and of suffering? Because it was a goat who nursed the god who snapped his horn off once in play and blessed it later in order to be forgiven. That the horn recalled the grain of the once fertile nation your country has invaded, its field long ago depleted by war and drought. The goat is ancient, milky-eyed. She's half blind, though she can smell what's happened to her companion. The whole barn is thick with the death that will now be hers. Would you keep going? Does the first animal's suffering only make sense if you complete your art? Finish the sculpture in a way the war will never be finished. The great horn, clotted with blood, and displayed in the foyer of the museum that commissioned it. The show will be titled after a line from the Iliad, "Frightened with dark pains," a description of the arrow shot by one nation's soldier into the heart of another. The curators chose the title for the beauty of that line, perhaps for its suggestion that the body giving and the body receiving pain were both equally blameless. Only the arrow delivers sorrow. Only the arrow aches as it rips through skin and muscle into the tender flank of the animal you are even now stroking in your arms. How can you not hush and cluck at her, soothing the goat the way you'd soothe the fears of anyone you loved, bending down to gather her body even more tightly against your chest? Because the animal is old, already dying. Because you're tired of watching such frantic suffering. And because it's not your knife carrying the pain.